Former Panamanian dictator Manuel Noriega was extradited to France from the United States today to face money laundering charges. It's a new legal battle for Noriega, who spent two decades behind bars near Miami for drug trafficking. French authorities claim Noriega, who was ousted in a U.S. invasion in 1989, had laundered some $3 million in drug proceeds by purchasing luxury apartments in Paris. Noriega was convicted in absentia, but France agreed to give him a new trial if he was extradited. Associate Professor of International Relations at the American University of Rome, Dr. James Walston, told Lydia O'Kane that leaders are not immune from the law anymore.
Noriega's case is a little bit different from the other ones. Pinochet, in a sense, was the first former head of state who was indicted in international jurisdiction. That was in 98. Noriega was different because he was captured by the Americans who invaded the country, which is a rather different way of dealing with a head of, or somebody who said he was head of state at the time, but he wasn't recognized. So it's not quite a precedent of the others that have happened in the last decade or so, the Milosevic's and Charles Taylor's. But it is the beginnings of some sort of international jurisdiction, especially now that he's being tried in France.
Why is it now that leaders are not untouchable anymore?
Well, the most important single reason is that the Cold War finished. And until 1989, almost every single head of government or head of state was associated either with the Soviet Union or with the United States. And it would have caused major ructions if any of these people, even the nastiest of them, had been arrested under an international law jurisdiction. Since then, there has been a gradual build-up of a body of international law in which heads of state, serving heads of state and former heads of state, can be indicted. It's pretty rare that they actually get tried. Milosevic is an exception and Taylor is an exception. But we do have now an indictment at the ICC of Omar al-Bashir, serving Sudanese president. And that's very, very rare.